Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big topic this week, Antonio Brown and ESPN's piece on Antonio Brown's lifestyle, work ethic, the man off the field, and wasn't totally flattering, and that didn't sit well with Brown. He was so incensed, he told the reporter, the writer of the piece, that he would break his jaw the next time he saw him. That spun off into a question about whether or not Brown could break my jaw.
It did.
And I maintained that as a veteran of getting punched in the face, Antonio Brown was not going to one punch my jaw
Andrew.
Into smithereens here. He was not going to bust my jaw with one punch. So we put up a Twitter poll about it.
We did.
And I said I would feel good if 25% of our listeners said the punch would not break your jaw.
That's what you were looking for, no, to be at least 25%.
Yeah. And what did
By the way, of all the things to be a veteran of, getting punched in the face might be one of the worst. Anyway, but I digress. Could Antonio Brown break the Pony Express's jaw with one punch? Assume Pony knows he is about to be punched. 1,335 voters have spoken, and all you care about is that no. 24% say no.
So if I had campaigned harder.
If you had gone to Wisconsin, if you had gone to Michigan and campaigned, you would have had it happen.
Brown sounds like he's pretty pissed off at reporters. I'd love to find a way to set something like this up where I would just give him a free swing at me.
Would you sign a waiver?
Yeah, I think I would.
God,
I mean, what? He's not going to put me in the hospital for a month where I'm eating out of a straw.
No, I'm saying sign a waiver where you can't turn around and sue him for punching you in the face.
Yeah, I'd let it happen.
What? What? Why?
When is the last time Antonio Brown punched somebody?
All in the name of science?
All in the name of science? All in the name of my reputation. My name. That's all you got in this world, Chris. You'll find that out in a few months when you have a baby.
You sound almost... Now we're getting to the point with this where you sound so confident.
No, it's not confidence.
I want him to break your jaw now. Just because I think you haven't been tested by anybody of his punching skill level.
No, I've been tested by bigger, tougher men.
Wow.
Yes. All right, so Antonio Brown.
I'm at a loss for words
He did not address this question today, but he had a lot to say.
Yes, he did.
About his quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, returning on Sunday from this elbow injury. And also this ESPN piece. This is unedited Antonio Brown. You're going to hear Eric Hagman mixed in among a gaggle of reporters today at Steelers headquarters.
How Ben look out there today?
It's always great, man. He's always a trooper. No doubt, never with that guy. You know, I know he's battering through some stuff, but he's a legend. You know, seen him fight through worse stuff, but I think he's going to be all right.
A situation where you've kind of seen that from him before, you've seen him battle through different things and things like that?
Well, he's a competitor. He's a trooper. And anytime, you know, he got a chance to be out there, you know he's going to be out there regardless of circumstance.
So, how did the apology come about?
Well, people always going to incarcerate you, you know, for how they understand you to be. You know, everyone... You know, anytime you're stepping in the light of divinity and your purpose of what God got you to be, there's always going to be a hater or a naysayer or a doubter and someone that's pulling you back for who they think you should be. But I have the courage. You know, I'm an exceptionalism. You know, I'm not an ordinary guy. And it's just part of the process of who I am. You know, I got the courage to withstand whatever someone says. But there's no code of conduct. There's no respect. You know, someone take a jab at me personally, you know, call them ex-girlfriends and past people from the past. That's like me calling your ex-girlfriend. What do you think they're going to say?
Stop for a second. But, Stop this. So, first of all, what you get at the front end of that is, like, no contrition at all in terms of telling this guy that he's
going to
punch him in the face.
They're going to incarcerate you, the light of divinity.
Instead, he just ends up, like, ripping... this guy's journalistic integrity. But way more interesting is what we just heard at the end of that. What would happen if we called your ex-girlfriends? The implication there being that if we called, if we called Eric Hagman, or who's another reporter that we heard there?
Was Klinger in there?
Jacob Klinger. If we called their ex-girlfriends, we would get a negative scouting report. And I will say this. I think if you went out and called my ex-girlfriends, I think you'd get more good than bad.
Really?
Yeah.
So closer to
I would say back to him, go ahead. Here's the Rolodex, man. Here are my numbers. Here are my credentials. You want to.
This is my game film. Evaluate.
Did you burn every bridge?
Excepting my wife, obviously, I've had two other long-term relationships I would consider long-term.
Agree to disagree? You just went your separate ways sort of thing? Or was it worse
than that?
Neither
one ended well. One of them, I broke off
abruptly?
Definitively. No, I just broke it off definitively and the person did not take it well.
Okay.
But I was definitely morally in the right on this particular one, and I don't think anyone would argue it. The other one, the woman in question got so angry with me, I didn't feel justifiably, but that's beside the point, that she requested a break, but really it was a breakup.
Oh, wow.
On her birthday.
After you gave the present?
Yeah, I think she was mad that I had not carved out more time
for her birthday.
And she said, you know what, I just want to take a break. And I think we saw each other and spoke like twice after that ever. I considered the break to be a full-on break.
If these two, if we called these two women out of the blue and said, tell us about Chris Mueller, do you think it would be overwhelmingly bad?
The one who broke up with me on the birthday, probably. Just because that's in her nature. They're both married now, and the other one has kids.
How about you, Craig?
The other one, though, I think would not say all bad things
about
me.
Craig, what do you think?
I think if you called my wife, you'd hear bad things.
No.
Ex-girl. Yeah.
I want to hear
about ex-girlfriends. She's in the soup with you, pal.
Ex-girlfriends, one would probably say, I don't want to talk about him at all.
Why? Because she's still heartbroken?
No, it didn't end well. And the other would, you asked me earlier during a commercial break the last time I hit the dump button, that thing would get like a workout.
Wow. What do you possibly do that makes them so angry? Well, I guess
just being one of them was like, I was like young and thought like, I'm going to make it so miserable she breaks up with me because I didn't want to have to do it.
Interesting strategy.
Tough one.
I've tried that before.
I have not. I don't have that kind of starch in me. That's a tough thing, man.
It's not easy.
If this could be a lesson to any of the younger fellas out there in relationships, maybe if you're not having a good time in the relationship, just say it's done. It's much easier for all parties involved.
I think of my three ex-serious girlfriends, I would get one positive review, one kind of ambivalent
one. I only know
one
of your ex-girlfriends.
And then
like, one would just be
one would be a scathing.
So I know review. Two of the three, I think.
One would be a scathing review.
Have two of them existed in Pittsburgh since you've moved here?
All of them have.
All three?
Yeah.
I think I know the scathing and the ambivalent one.
Yeah, scathing.
Oh, I definitely know.
All right, can we continue with Antonio Brown now that he's asked reporters for their girlfriend, ex-girlfriend's
All right.
numbers? All right, keep going.
I'm an exceptionist. It's no ego in regards of it. I'm a guy who go beyond the rules. You guys want to write something? Write about me on tour, going over to high schools, spending time with kids, training. You know, write about me donating $100,000 to the Children's Hospital. You know, what about the good things? Write about me being a six-round guy who come out here and outwork everyone every day. You know, but I'm an exceptionalist. I'm an exceptionalism. You know, I'm not a basic guy. I'm not a regular guy. I'm a guy who go above and beyond the rules. So anytime you're stepping in your divinity, purpose of what God got me here to do, there are always going to be naysayers. There are always going to be doubters. I'm not bound to where I'm from or where I come from. I am who I am. And that's pretty much what it is.
All right. Thank you, Antonio, for that.
You good with that much of it?
Exceptionalism.
I'm
into exceptionalism. So am I, Chris. We got that in common. I'm an exceptionalist.
I don't think I am. I think I'm extremely average. Did he say basic in there?
Yeah.
I'm as basic as it gets. I look in the mirror every day and say, you are the definition of
that's
average.
It's amazing that athletes expect that when you're in the public light, that the people who follow your career are only allowed to write things that portray you in the best of ways. That's not how this works.
I mean, I don't think every athlete feels that way, but he certainly has sort of the God complex going there. And while I'll stand by what I said yesterday, I don't think it's worth punishing him over any supplemental discipline from the team. He does not. One thing is for sure, and I thought this was at the heart of the Jesse Washington piece on The Undefeated, he's not a likable guy when you hear this kind of stuff. The Instagram life that he wants to put out there, he wants you to like him very much. He's dancing in a Pizza Hut commercial that I saw during the game last night. Those words aren't the words of a particularly likable fella. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.